strange adventure. John Friday found himself trapped, unable to move without losing several of his men. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien enjoyed this moment of triumph, knowing that the little man's game would soon be over. Another checker game was about to pass into history when the phone on the sheriff's desk jangled insistently. Patrick swung his portly form about in his chair to answer it. A few seconds later, he reached for his hat and coat.
We'll have to finish this game later, John. I've got a job to do.
Where are you going, Patrick?
Over to the county hospital. One of the inmates in the loony ward has gone berserk trying to wreck the place. Nobody can quiet him down, and he beats up everybody that gets in his cell. We've got to get a straitjacket on him somehow. You better come along. I might need your help.
Ah, no, Pat, not me. I wouldn't dare struggle with a crazy man.
Come on. You wanted to be my deputy, didn't you? No, work at it.
When the sheriff and the reluctant deputy arrived at the hospital, they were met by a doctor nursing an assortment of scratches and bruises.
I don't know how we can subdue him without force, Sheriff. He's trying to kill all of us. He's got a persecution complex. Thinks everybody's plotting against him.
Patrick and John followed the doctor to the cell of the wild and belligerent inmate. They saw 200 pounds of angry, panting man. The man swayed like a gorilla as he walked to the bars and stared at his visitors through hate-filled, bloodshot eyes.
You come to beat Danny. Everybody beat Danny. Everybody mean to Danny.
John Friday watched every move made by the inmate, then called to him.
Danny, come here. I want to tell you a story.
Danny glared through the barred door at John.
You don't want to tell Danny a story. You want to hurt Danny. You little man to hurt Danny.
That psycho, whatever it is, won't work. I'll have to tackle him and get his hands behind him. Then we can get him into a straitjacket.
As the cell door opened, John thrust the sheriff's belongings into the hands of the attendant and stepped in front of Patrick. The little man glanced quickly at the madman, then charged, but not at Danny. He leaped at the sheriff and pounded the officer's stomach and surprised face. John stopped his assault upon Patrick's portly person to see Danny staring in wild-eyed amazement. The little man pointed his finger accusingly at the sheriff.
Say, what are you trying to do to my friend Danny here? No wonder he's mad at you.
John stepped beside Danny and took one of the giant's heavy hands and led the quieted madman to his bunk, talking gently to him.
Danny, it's cold in here. Haven't you got a coat?
Sure. It's cold. They take my coat.
John strode to the door.
Hand me that canvas coat, will you? My friend is kind of cold.
The straight jacket, masquerading as a coat, fitted Danny perfectly, and peace was restored. John apologized to Sheriff Patrick O'Brien.
I'm sorry I had to pick a fight with you, but I had to win his confidence. That psycho, whatever it is, really does work.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Fear, our next tale of Strange Adventure.